I'm Kate Bodiger, Executive Director with Reach for Resources.
Thanks for joining us today, Kate. Could you briefly tell us what is Reach for Resources?
Reach for Resources is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to support individuals with disabilities and mental illness to reach their full potential. So we do this by providing individualized services that maximize independence, promote community involvement, and improve physical and mental well-being.
What kind of programs do you do to accomplish those things?
So we have adaptive recreation programs, which include adaptive recreation, weekend respite, and inclusion for children and adults. We're also contracted with Hennepin County to provide waiver case management services across Minnesota. Our community living supports offer independent living support, in-home supports, and personal supports, as well as employment services for adults with disabilities. And our mental health services offers ARMS, which is an adult rehabilitation, targeted case management for children with mental illness and their families, as well as parenting education training.
Kate, what kind of impact have these services made in the lives of some of the people that you serve?
So we have individuals that have been able to apply and go to college and have been in college and supported by their staff. We've had other individuals who've been able to get their driver's license. We have had others that have had the goal of becoming a health professional and have got their job as a certified nursing assistant. And during this time, while everyone is having a hard time, some individuals have been very excited about the virtual programming because they can't get out of their house. And so the virtual programming has done wonders for them and has helped them engage with individuals that they may have not come into contact with previously.
We keep hearing the word independent. Is that a core idea behind Reach for Resources?
That is really what our mission is. So basically, we want more and more individuals to have access to services and supports that maximize their independence. So as society moves away from group settings of people with disabilities, individuals and their families are seeking alternative services and supports to increase the independence and self-sufficiency. And so our staff work to build those skills so that staff feel empowered, gain independence, and can integrate really into their own community.
Kate, how is the current COVID-19 stay-at-home order been affecting Reach for Resources?
Reach for Resources provides essential services, so most of our employees are still working. We did have to cancel our adaptive recreation programs and inclusions due to the number of people included in those programs, but our creative leaders in those departments have developed some fun virtual programming to keep those individuals engaged. Mental health, case management, and independent living are essential, and they're all working remotely. So while most of our employees are still working to assist individuals and families, we do have a financial shortfall due to canceled programming, lack of reimbursement for some of the services we're still providing.
Kate, thank you again so much for all that you do, and thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a great day.